Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. The unpredictable ups and downs of motherhood offered with a splash of laughter, tears, and maybe a little wine. Sonia Niles, Ray Moreland, and Rachel Winters are with me in SDPBO studio at the University of Sioux Falls. We're talking about Motherhood Out Loud. It's a sketch comedy benefit for the Sioux Empire Community Theater. It's Saturday, May 12th. Doors open at 6. It's at the Orpheum in the Black Box Theater in Sioux Falls. Sonia, welcome. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
All right. Tell me, let's start with you and tell me a little bit about this program.
Well, we are doing a show called Motherhood Out Loud as a benefit for Sioux Empire Community Theater as the pop-up theater company. So last fall, we started talking about maybe starting up something to do our own show. The three of us had been involved with a show at the community theater last year and wanted to do something together. So oddly enough, you can't do a show just as Sonia Niles, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. So we had to form a theater company, and Ray is terrific about helping with that kind of stuff. She has a lot of great experience, and so she helped start this theater company with us, and we have a cast of four women and one man, and we go through all the trials and tribulations, the laughter, the craziness, even some of the really low times of being a parent. And right. So it's kind of an up and down ride on motherhood.
Okay, so Mother's Day is Sunday. This is your public service announcement. Go
yes.
Get your card now. We're doing this on Tuesday, so you've got time.
Yes.
You do it on Friday, it's too late. You got to get that thing in the mail, right?
Yeah, right.
So, and then you can go see this show on Saturday as well. Ray, tell me a little bit about, you know, the idea of, hey, let's start our own theater company.
Well, Sonia's a rather convincing soul. I don't know if you know that about her.
She, right.
She'll call and say, let's do this. And her enthusiasm and passion for this is just amazing and very contagious. So she brought me alongside her, and we got this theater company set up. And it is as the name is, pop-up. We can do
right.
This show anywhere. The sets are minimal. The technology is minimal. We can take this show on the road and do it anywhere. So
right.
We started pop-up, and off we go.
Rachel, how'd you get involved?
I stage managed a show that Ray and Sonia were working on last year, and I said, I want to be on stage with you too. So they said, well, let's do it. And yeah. Here we are.
This is something that we talk a lot about in South Dakota with, businesses and entrepreneurs and tech startups. And I'm always saying, where are the artists who are starting their own thing, and how are we encouraging artists to stay in South Dakota and to innovate right here? This is pretty much all just you guys deciding to do it and doing it. Or are you getting any support from, you know, state government or industry, or is anybody helping you out, or is it just you guys?
Oh, goodness gracious, no. We are very, very independent. But, you know, there are other smaller theater companies in Sioux Falls, too, that mm-hmm. have started up, and I think it's encouraging that every time somebody does something like that, because they all have their own little vision, and ours, with Ray and I being a little bit more skewed toward middle age, we have some ideas about how we can keep this thing going with minimal time commitment and minimal effort, but a lot of creativity and enthusiasm.
All right. Why motherhood? Why, Ray, we'll start with you. Why is it important to sort of celebrate and skewer the role of mothers and what we sort of go through?
Well, it's so I come to this table as a stepmom.
Yeah.
So my version of motherhood is very different than Rachel's, who's had several children. So my experiences are very different from her experiences. And I think that's what we all bring to the table, is our lives have been so different in dealing with motherhood and our own mothers and raising daughters. And how do we do that? And what's right and what's wrong? And this show kind of looks at all of it, from giving childbirth to finding a surrogate to adoption to being a step parent to how do you have the talk with yeah. your kids, and graduation, and what does that look like? And oh my gosh, college, we've got college now. And then all of a sudden you see your mom failing a little bit. And how do you deal with that as a daughter
yeah.
or a son?
Right.
So this show runs the gamut of emotions. It's done with a lot of humor. It's done with a lot of finesse and pizzazz. And it's all the feels.
And nobody laughs at themselves better than women do, right?
Right.
We all have really good senses of humor. Otherwise, we'd be cooked.
Yeah. And mother-in-law, too. That's another
yeah.
one.
Yeah, we touch on that.
Yeah. Yeah. Sonia, you're a mother-in-law, right?
Yeah,
that's
I'm a mother-in-law.
Funny stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I came to be a mother-in-law, kind of a stepmother-in-law as well. Right. And so I didn't ever have children of my own, but have had a couple of adult daughters as stepdaughters. And it's a lot of fun watching them parent. And then I have a sister that has girls, and to be kind of the surrogate grandmother to them, right, as an older sister to this girl, yeah, my sister. And so I love everything about motherhood. Just didn't ever have them myself. I was a nanny in New York, though.
There you go. Another you know, avenue to, yeah, sort of absolutely look at motherhood is through that, yeah, lens. Mm-hmm. Huh, I bet you've got some stories there.
Oh, it was a wonderful experience. Yeah. It really was. Yeah. Yeah.
Rachel, you have kids?
I have three, yes.
Three already. Yes. Wowzers. They're little shavers because you're pretty young.
My oldest is almost 12.
Almost 12. Yeah. You look very young.
Oh, well, almost, thank you.
What is it like to sort of be in this theater company and then, you know, be on stage sort of figuring out motherhood, you know, from an artistic perspective, and then also to go home and sort of be in the midst of it at the same time?
It's, you know, it's a challenge because my husband goes from, you know, having dinner on the table at 5 to, oh, can you please heat this up for everybody? So, you know, it's a juggle, but one of our oldest son is super involved in theater as well. So okay, we kind of have, you know, been in this process for a long time with, you know, getting him to rehearsals and, right, you know, running lines at night and all that. So yeah, it's a blast.
Sketch comedy for this. Kind of tell me the format, like how fast does it move, Ray? You know, the show
really
itself.
Fast.
Yeah.
Each one of the scenes or vignettes or monologues is written by a different person. So you're dealing with 14 or 15 different writing styles. And
sure,
we start with childbirth and end with reliving that childbirth later at the end of life. So it's just very interesting and very fast moving. And
what did you learn through the process of just reading the work, reading the scripts, and kind of, you know, living it out in rehearsals? What have you sort of
That things that you just read the first time are pretty surfacey when you're reading through it, ha ha ha, wasn't that funny? And then you start reading it and going, man,
yeah,
this happens.
Right.
A lot. So it's getting into it, but still finding the humor in it, which, yeah, it's been an interesting ride.
We did have some men at our first shows that we did of, yeah, this, and they really appreciated it too. So we kind of think that maybe it's a good vehicle for Father's Day,
mm-hmm, as well,
and,
yeah,
show fathers like what it's like to be a mother, because they do see it, but there's a lot of parenting that is involved with this play. It's not just about being a mother. It's,
right,
parenting and how you relate to mothers. And
you've spent a lifetime in theater, you know, as a fan, and on stage, behind the scenes. What does it bring to a community? You know, like Sioux Falls, other communities in South Dakota, to sort of have different companies, different interpretations, different shows happening, you know, everywhere. What are your thoughts?
Well, I think that the arts are a great equalizer, that you don't have to be a really successful business person to be a great person on stage, and that you meet a lot of different people. And for me, I came to Sioux Falls 35 some years ago, and my first activities were with the community theater, and I just really became engrossed in it. That became my community. That's why we wanted to do this show, is to give something back to community theater. Mm-hmm. We were ready to do it because we had just had a short run, and they needed some kind of a fundraising event, and so we are doing it with some panache. We're going to have a silent auction. We're going to get people in there to see a show and then spend some money on some great things. Ray brought a list of the things that we have on the silent auction. Mm-hmm. If we have a little time to kind of cover some of,
yeah,
that, because sometimes
some, yeah,
shopping can be very important to people. I don't know. I used to poo-poo those silent auctions until I thought, but it's an opportunity to shop.
So this is Saturday, May 12th. Doors open at the Orpheum downtown at the Zabel Black Blocks Theater. 6 p.m. and silent auction.
Yeah,
I can't even say it once.
I can't
once.
Say it,
yeah,
either, no.
Highlights from the silent auction.
Oh, we've,
right,
got a little bit of everything. We've got everything from piano lessons to, mm-hmm, photo shoots to a Chad Greenway, Kyle Rudolph, Riley Reif autographed football, to a 31 bag, nights out, nights in, Sonia is making her world-famous caramel corn.
Yes, oh. For your holiday enjoyment. I'm going to make holiday treats. That's my auction item. I have several recipes that I do every year for Christmas. So I'm going to make your holiday treats for you if you want.
We've got Wild Water West. We've got Canaries Baseball Suite. We've got J&L Harley-Davidson donated a lovely decanter and glass set and a little bottle of something to go with that. We've got wine packages. We've got...
And it's getting more exciting by the moment. Rachel, you graduated from high school in Sioux Falls. Are you originally from Sioux Falls? Were you born here?
Yep, I was.
Why do you stay?
Because of my husband.
we're doing a whole project on Thursday about South Dakota, the next generation, and, you know, the efforts that the state makes to keep the best and brightest in the state, to keep, you know, everyone engaged and have something to do. So I'm wondering, you know, if you graduated from here, what makes you want to stay in the community? What makes it a home?
You know, Sioux Falls is growing, and it's so much fun to get to see things like pop-up theater companies starting to come to life. And, you know, there's so many, I'm very artistic, so to be able to explore different venues and, you know, to do the sculpture walk downtown and go to the pavilion and see amazing shows, go to the Orpheum and see shows that are put on by people that live here, which is, you know, crazy that we have all these great venues for people to go to. So really that keeps me here. And it's, you know, it's safe and it's comfortable. And Sioux Falls is, it's a really great place.
Right. And Ray and I graduated from Augie together.
Yeah.
There we go. And you stayed after Augustana too.
I actually was up in Minneapolis and came back for Augustana.
How come?
Because it's kind of home. I grew up in Northwest Iowa.
Yeah.
Came back to the Midwest.
Something wonderful and intangible. Something
exactly.
About this
There's
place.
Just something about it. It's, we kind of joke at work that it's the best unkept secret in the country, but it is. There's just a feel about Sioux Falls that is unlike any other place I've lived.
Right. Final thoughts on the show. Sonia, I want to make sure people know about come down to support the Sioux Empire Community Theater. Go, whatever community you're in, go support the theater and the arts that are happening in your community.
You can get tickets on Eventbrite, which is an online ticketing website. But if you don't have the opportunity or the ability to get tickets online because you don't have a computer or you don't know how to do that, just come to the door. We're opening up the doors at 6:30.
Sure.
Come and buy a ticket for the show, participate in the silent auction, and there's going to be refreshments there and a cash bar by SMG, the managing company. And so we would love to see you. And we're really hoping to just fill the place up. We're hoping to fill the place up with laughing people.
Bring your mom.
Bring your
mom.
Dad. Bring your mother-in-law.
Bring your stepmom.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All are welcome. All right. Sonia Niles, Ray Moreland, and Rachel Winters, thank you so much for being here with us today. We appreciate your time.
Thanks so much. Thanks. Have an awesome day.